Shakespeare's Globe Theatre Decolonizing the Plays of Shakespeare. By Jack Montgomery on May 18, 2021. Shakespeare's Globe Theatre in London has received backlash for boasting of its efforts at decolonizing the plays of Shakespeare via a program of anti-racist Shakespeare webinars. Shakespeare's Globe, which works primarily out of a reconstruction of the iconic Globe Theatre built by William Shakespeare's own playing company in the 1500s, suggested that the webinars, supported by Cambridge University Press, were an answer to its own rhetorical question: what does it mean to read Shakespeare through an anti-racist lens? The theatre, which declared that it is anti-racist and believes Black Lives Matter in June last year, will put on the first webinar to discuss issues of race and social justice in A Midsummer Night's Dream on May 20, hosted by Farah Kareem Cooper. Kareem Cooper, a professor of Shakespeare studies at King's College London who curated the Globe's first Shakespeare and Race Festival in 2018, appears to have strong views on a variety of issues, expressing relief when Sadiq Khan was re-elected as mayor of London and tweeting about the inanity of Brexit and the monstrosity of Trump. White privilege, white male mediocrity, and the heavy hand of white supremacy in academia, among other things. Shakespeare's Globe says its webinars will attempt to show how Shakespeare's society, his language and his theaters are preoccupied with race and racism. But it has received pushback from those opposed to the so-called decolonization of British culture and the removal, renaming, or recontextualization of various historic memorials, buildings, and places. Shakespeare's Globe Theatre committed to decolonizing his plays. They will attempt to show how they are preoccupied with race and racism, whether they are or not. Sounds like projection to me, suggested Robert Pohl, of the Save Our Statues campaign. I tease the so-called anti-racists who are preoccupied with race, not the bard, he accused. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.